Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
I'm Dan Soder.
And I'm Big J Okerson, and welcome to the Bonfire Podcast. You can hear our full show every day on SiriusXM.
Go to SiriusXM.com/bonfire for a special offer.
And now, the Bonfire with Big J Okerson and Dan Soder.
R.I.P. Bob Saget. There's a little Stamos for you.
Jesse and the Rippers. I thought this was going to be better.
He's hot.
I fell for it, too.
Yeah.
God, those baby Olsen twins really look like two monkeys, didn't they?
It's weird that you have, like, very intimate pictures with
someone else's kid.
Yeah, dude, if you're, like, one of the Olsen parents, you're like, hey, it's my daughter, you know?
He was, like, the most affectionate with them, too, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Someone tweeted at us, they were like, uh-oh, it's going to be a choke jerk episode tomorrow on the Bonfire.
They haven't said how he died yet, right?
No, they haven't.
He was on his world tour, Bob Saget. Word has it he was headed next to Aruba, then Jamaica.
Girl, you want to take it?
Bermuda? Bahama?
Someone had.
And he was going to round it all up with a big theater show in Kokomo.
Saw another tweet that someone said bad. It's been a bad year. Bad year plus for the hosts of Wake Up San Francisco.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Grandma. That's right. Aunt Becky.
Aunt Becky did some time.
She's fine. She's out.
Yeah.
That kid's richer than ever. That kid's doing so good. Damn.
Yeah, probably made more money because of the scandal.
She's on Dancing with the Stars.
She was?
Yeah.
Damn, that means my grandma's a fan of her before me. If you get on Dancing with the Stars, just know my grandmother's a bigger fan of yours than mine. This is how it works. She pays more attention to that and The Voice.
We don't take the call, but Trevor from Jacksonville says that's the worst area of Jacksonville. So, sure. I'm willing to believe that. I heard it is very spread out.
And you said it was a hooker hotel?
Yeah.
Did you see any ladies of the night?
One, almost certain.
Really?
Yeah, but
he's going $40 pussy.
Even more than a hooker hotel, it was like you'd see children walking around it at like 1 a.m.
That Do you is know all, what I mean? Yeah, dude. When you see little kids, when you hear a child,
that's too, so depressing.
Yeah, a child too late in a hotel, you're like, fuck.
You know what's more depressing? Me wishing that they would shut up so I could jack off to my free Wi-Fi.
Stop! I'm watching this woman be defiled, child.
Jake, what did you say about your when you ordered?
Dude, you're gonna like this story. Can't believe I didn't open with this. I stop writing stuff down for some reason in my notes.
Gotta start writing stuff down because we also have evil stuff in children's video.
Yes, but you're gonna really enjoy this. I did not feel good about myself. I confessed the next day on stage. Thursday night, I went there. The food at the club is very fingery food and sure. It's nothing you want.
Chicken fingers, mozzarella sticks.
Yeah.
Chicken wings.
You don't want to make your dinner. So I was like, oh, I'll get something. I looked around. There's like a lot of stuff on Uber Eats. I'm like, the show's only Thursday, so it shows over at 9.
Done.
Whatever.
Back up in the hotel room to watch a movie and eat something delicious.
But the show ends so abruptly, and it's like a lobby of a hotel. So it just clears out, and there's comics hanging out. And they were like, oh, you know, there's another show going on at this cigar bar. They start doing, it's a pretty fun show, it's good. And I was like, you can smoke inside, like cigar bar? And they go, yeah. I'm like, can you smoke cigarettes in there? And they're like, yeah. I go, I'll go over, check it out. So drove over to this place with them and hung out there for a while.
Hey, who's your friend?
They asked me if I'd go on. I went on for a little bit. It was
whenever I go to a cigar bar, it's always Bobby Kelly. And it's always, he knows everybody. He's like, this is Sean.
Oh, yeah.
That's Big Nick. These guys fucking best bats in the fucking town,
Tommy
dude.
Tutulo.
Dude, we fucking watched the Pats in the UFC hit, dude.
Oh, back this. Hold, put a pin in that real quick.
Are you in the cigar shop?
Please, put a pin in that. But also, just because there's nothing getting in a big conversation about. Maybe you could find it online, Christine. But did you see on the SVU, you watched it, you said also, Jason Biggs, for some reason, was on the episode.
What?
And they eventually have to announce it's part of the storyline that he's Jewish and Italian. Mm-hmm. But the way they wanted to hammer that home to you, is, I swear to you, not joking, in full, this is so bad, in full drama, he goes, wait, he goes, they're going to get away with it too. Oh, Maron! No. I swear to God.
No way.
Dude, and then later he has to go, goes, well, I'm actually Italian and Jewish.
Oh, my God.
The surprise.
Yeah, where the fuck did he come from? Out of nowhere. He's on the team now?
But no, but just the way he goes, oh, Maron! I can't believe it.
I love it.
Crazy. So, cigar store, or cigar bar.
So you're in the cigar bar in Jacksonville. There's a show going on there. You can smoke inside.
Yeah, I did the show. My point is I hung out there for a couple hours. We were there for like 2 hours.
Sure.
Total, I guess. So, and I get dropped off home, and I was like, ooh, I should grab some, I gotta get some food. I haven't eaten at all today.
Yeah.
I need to get some food. Even where I'm at this point, I'm like, oh, I bet there's nothing there, but like Denny's or fast food.
Yeah.
I'm like, I mean, I always get a little bit of fast food. I'm so hungry, I got to eat something. You know what I mean? I look at Uber Eats. I don't know if I've ever seen this. It was just nothing. It just, like they said, there's nothing available at all. Right. Everything was closed. 100% of places. Ugh. Then I just went online. Forget that. I go at 24-hour things in this near me. Nothing. And then I called down to the front desk and asked if they had a vending machine. They said, yes, they have like dusty old shit, you know, but I was like, I'm going to get it. When I was walking to my room, I told you this is the, everything's on the outside. The doors go right to the outside. On that walkway, two doors before me, someone had some Uber Eats, I noticed. So then when I walked, it was sitting outside their door. So then I walked back outside to go to the vending machine. I was like, where did they get it from? I mean, stuff's like, it's been closed now, they said, for like an hour or so. I'm like, where's this food from? I go, oh, they... maybe they fell asleep or something, forgot. So I go downstairs, I get my dusty fucking snacks.
Mm-hmm. Where'd you get? Gardetta's?
I got Doritos.
Great.
I got peanut M&Ms.
Love them.
A Hershey's bar with almonds.
Why not?
That was it.
Okay.
So.
Anything to drink? Water?
I had water in my room.
Good.
So I'm going back.
Sounds, you know what? I'm already with you.
So, and what's in front of this door, by the way, is a bag inside of a plastic bag, a paper bag and a plastic bag, and a soda sitting there. So when I go back up past, there again.
Still outside.
And I think I smoked a cigarette at this point, kind of depressed that my dinner is going to be.
Did it start becoming like you were like cartoon hungry, where like the meal started talking to you and you started getting delirious?
Yeah, the Oasis.
Yeah.
Oh, Jay, you know you want some of this.
Jay, the soda started talking to you. Well, they're not going to have me.
Walked by it again and went into my room with my snacks, put them on the thing, and I was bummed. I looked at the snacks on the bed.
And said, you're nothing.
And I was like, this sucks.
But
and I was like,
wouldn't be a bad dessert.
You're not wrong about that.
Oh, I said, you look at a Hershey's bar and some peanut M&Ms and some chips, and you go, wouldn't mind finishing a meal with you guys.
I went. Back outside, went over and snagged the bag, brought it in my room, put it down, paced a little bit.
Oh my God.
I paced a little.
Oh my God.
Cracked it open.
Yeah.
Inside the paper bag, inside the plastic bag.
Yeah.
Was just simply one burger with, actually, it was a double burger.
Okay.
With egg on it. Steak and Shake.
Love Steak and Shake. I love an egg on a burger. I mean, if I'm going Steak and Shake, I'm going Frisco Melt all day, every day. Holla if you hear me. But I do a burger with an egg.
That's what I say about a sourdough classic. Yeah.
Steak and Shake all the South, or is it just Florida?
I don't know. It's in Ohio. It's all over the place. It's national. It's
pretty national.
It's in a lot of states. But man,
well, here's the thing: I opened it and it was cold. It's been there for a long time.
Yeah, they probably fell asleep.
So then I throw it in the microwave.
Yeah.
That I had heated up nice, and I just ate it. I didn't even take time. I wasn't gonna sit and enjoy it.
You fucking.
I just ate it over the sink.
What was the soda?
it's sitting in front of their door.
Why didn't you
here, buddy? So then I go to myself.
Drink it up, bad boy.
So I go to myself when I'm done eating it. I feel so good, but so bad that what I've done. I was like, yeah. What's? It's like I said, when you get the heroin in you, you know, when you have serious, when they're high on those shows, mm-hmm. and they're like, I don't know why I do this. I don't know why I do this to myself. I had like I was having a little bit of that where I was like, but I was more like,
dude, I would have
so,
put,
it was
I
so satisfying.
Put, I would have put chips on the burger. I would have put Doritos on the burger.
Here's
with
what
the
I
egg.
Did. Wait, was I there, said, yeah.
Was there no cheese?
There was cheese.
Oh yeah.
I wait. I don't know. I don't know if there was that egg. I thought the egg was cheese, but it was egg. But didn't matter. It was sustenance. I was so hungry.
Yeah.
I
Donner party rules, dude.
I felt bad. After and I was like, you know what? Let me take a $10 bill.
You're a good
man. Slide under their door. I just eat their food. Like they're not
gonna
know who it was. They're not gonna do who it was. And I went outside, and as I stood by their door, I was like, you know, if I just steal the soda too, they'll never even know I was there, had any part of it at all. So I just stole the soda.
What was the soda?
It was Diet Coke. I threw it was flat. I was threw it out. But it was Coke Zero actually. I threw it out.
Saved
perfect
you.
Crime.
Yeah.
Body perfect crime. Spirit.
And they probably woke up and were like, dude, we ordered, and they said they delivered it. We never got it.
Yep.
You wonder if those people at any moment went, you think someone snagged it from out front?
Doesn't matter anymore. By the way,
would
I
you
saw
have
them.
Felt weird? You saw them?
Oh, yeah.
You yeah. saw them?
Yeah.
What did they look like?
Oh, no. I saw the people damn next it. To them. I was the people that were in the door next to them.
Damn it. Damn it.
I never
damn
saw
it.
The person from that door.
Damn it. I want to know what they look like.
I died when he told me he did that. It seems like such not a Jay move and like not, something he no. would totally judge somebody
I'd
else
judge,
for doing.
I'd be furious if Christine even suggested it.
How good were those M&Ms, though, after you had that burger?
I had the Hershey bar with nuts.
You didn't have the M&M?
I had them the next night.
Oh, you're for good. A little dessert. I would have gone through all three.
But then I learned at the club... You get cheeseburger sliders, you take off the bread, and you just have little, those were, it was, that was fine. I could heat those up in my room. That's what I did both nights. Cheeseburger sliders for dinner.
Man.
Boneless cheeseburger sliders.
Uber Eats. I always think about like comics that went in the 80s and 90s and early 2000s with like none of the stuff we have right now, where there was like no Uber, you know what I mean? You were just like, oh.
Yeah, but most hotels, I was around for before Uber Eats and all that stuff. The hotels used to have like a fucking binder of like menus for
yeah
you. And that was also kind of fun because those menus going online like those things to find the menus like I used to like holding the paper menu and be like ooh look at that picture of that fucking turkey sandwich what yeah. That looks like a motherfucker
yeah we went and stayed at this place upstate and they had one of those binders with all the restaurants and stuff and like all the stuff listed and you're like this is fun this is a very fun way
how disappointed I am when I go I like to ask the front desk sometime. He goes, is there any late night food here? What's like open late night that's like good food? And they go, well, here, let me look. And they just start like, and I go, no, I'm asking you the person.
Yeah. I do like, I know it's obnoxious and I hated it when I was a waiter when people would be like, what do you like here? But I do like when you ask someone, what do they like? And they give you a real answer.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like when they're like, oh, I fuck with that burger really. Like the burger's really good. And you're like, short ribs? And they're like, the burger.
Yeah.
Then you're like, hey, thanks. Thanks for standing up for something, bud.
This waitress, Leah, who was a sweetheart the whole weekend, she was funny because everything, I was like, are the chicken fingers good? She was like, mm-hmm. Like, everything I said, she was like, it's good. And then she's like, but I mean.
What do you want me to tell you?
Yeah, I just eat whatever. Yeah, she's like, no, it's all great.
We got a good Philly week this week coming yeah. in. Well, tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
For the Thursday show, we got Beezer and Shaner from You Fucked It podcast. That episode will be out Thursday. Wednesday, we got Chris O'Connor and Tommy Pope.
Yeah, it's going to be all Philly.
Dude, Philly things. Well, speaking of another Philly guy, I can't believe I didn't show you this last week on the show. I sent it to Christine. It was on Twitter. One of our Philly friends, Ian Fidance.
Where are we going? Going to the playoffs.
Shout out whoever tweeted.
Where are we going?
Playoffs.
Ready for now? Going to the playoffs.
Someone tweeted me that another Niners fan. Where are we going?
Where are we going?
after we came back from 17 points down. Fuck everyone that said we'd won five in a row.
Fell off my bunk bed when I saw the size of Ian's hog this morning.
Oh, where is it? Yeah. And then it's Michael Rainey. Yeah. Michael Rainey rules. Follow Michael Rainey at Michael Rainey 82 and Tim Butterly.
Can you make it any bigger?
Dad Meat Podcast rules.
Hey guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our awesome sponsors over here at the Bonfire, and of course that is Metro by T-Mobile. Listen, we all know life is full of yada yada, calling customer service and trying to sign up for a new program or plan or any kind of subscription, and you get a whole bunch of nonsense and long paperwork and contracts you can't get out of, pricier subscriptions, subscription prices going up. I know you've dealt with yada yada before, like when companies have those sneaky gotchas hidden deep in the fine print or bills that seem to keep going up for no dang reason. Or when budget airlines promise a cheap fare but then charge you for every little thing until you realize you're paying more than you would have elsewhere and your seat probably reclines. And yes, it is possible to outsmart yada yada, like triple checking airline deals to make sure all you need is already included. But listen, you don't take yada yada in life, so don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and no yada yada. Nada. Yada yada. Stop by one of over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide right now.
The legend of Cayman Jack is just around the corner. With blue agave nectar, real lime juice, and cane sugar. Discover legendary taste with America's number one margarita. Premium flavored malt beverage. Please drink responsibly. All registered trademarks used under license by American Vintage Beverage Company, Chicago, Illinois.
Rack your look for spring at Nordstrom Rack and save up to 60% on brands you love. Rag & Bone, Vince, Marc Jacobs, Adidas, Joe's, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. Score new dresses, denim, sandals, designer bags, and sunglasses, plus updates for the family and home. Get your spring on for less, up to 60% less, today at your Nordstrom Rack store. What will you find?
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
What am I looking at here?
Look at his right leg.
I think you guys are seeing something you want to see.
You don't think that's real?
I think it's just like a bend in the fat. Maybe Dean's got a big, huge fat cock. That's
it's
not
such
impossible.
A big penis.
He's got a face made for big dick pornography.
Whoa.
Oh.
Every girl and a couple guys in the comedy scene now, and they see Ian pull up.
Beautiful. Yeah, can't we just ask him? Have you seen Q text Ian and ask him if he has a really huge, big, fat dick?
Yeah. Just be like, Ian, do you have a huge hog? Did
Say,
Rainey
ask him for a friend.
I'm going to say this is from Jay and Dan.
Yeah.
Yeah, ask if the picture that Michael Rainey tweeted is real.
Is that his big, fat cock running down his leg?
Bouncing around, or is that just a fold in the fabric? Because
show
there's
your dick.
Mm-hmm.
Kelsey,
all
Cook,
that.
Kelsey Cook put up a picture of me and you from Balls of Fury, and it looks like I pissed myself.
Oh, really?
On the inside. It looks like I just pissed all on the inside of my pants.
I tell everybody that I pissed you. I pissed Dan.
What he does is, it's not how you think it is.
Put my dick through your zipper.
Through my zipper, and then down the leg. And then I shake
him. Just the ultimate jackass?
I shake him side to side.
Hey, I'm Steve-O, and this is Pissing Your Friend's Pants.
I'm Johnny Knoxville, and this is Peeing Down Your Friend's Leg.
He might be in the Royal Rumble. They're trying to get Johnny Knoxville in the Royal Rumble.
Really?
Yeah, I haven't watched a lot of WWE lately, but I saw that.
When is the Royal Rumble?
End of this month.
Oh, because I was going to say maybe it's to... Well, they got to, like...
They're going to start hyping up Jackass.
February, right? Mm-hmm. Was what it was moved to. Damn, I feel like it would never get here. We still got to do a private showing. That'd be so fun.
Of Jackass?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Says so get like a theater. So just, we heard it's not that expensive to rent a theater.
Let's do it.
And get like just all friends to go watch it.
That'd be very fun.
That'd be so fun. Then we can Jackass in the theater afterwards.
I'm Dan Soder, and this is Watching Jackass in the Theater with Your Friends.
Hey, I'm DJ Lou, and this is Surfing Down the Aisles at AMC.
I'm Luis J. Gomez, and this is Puerto Rican popcorn. Welcome to Watching Jackass.
Do you subscribe to Luis's no. Sour Patch Kids and popcorn?
I taught him that. What?
It's dumb.
No, it's not.
It is, though.
No, it's fucking delicious.
No.
Have you done it?
Yeah.
I love it. I fucking
More than chocolate in it?
Yeah. Chocolate's for, that's, what is this, the 80s? Get out of here.
Well, I'll tell you this.
Hey, analog. Chocolate it's popcorn. It's a digital world.
Chocolate popcorn is its own thing. It's its own thing. No one makes gummy popcorn mixes.
Well, they fucking should because it's delicious. It's the one good thing I got out of a girl I dated was Sour Patch Kids and popcorn. It fucking rules.
Yeah?
I love it.
Not loving your soul and your heart and making you a complete person?
No, that's what I got from this relationship I'm in. That one, I got Sour Patch Kids and popcorn. That's what I'm currently in right now. The old one.
But she brings you no fun snacks.
Oh, quite the opposite. Katie drops bombs. We snack hard.
Yeah?
Yeah, she's down to get into the mud when we're eating, like Taco Bell and shit.
Yeah.
She's a road dog.
Do you know as a couple yet that if it's a double saucing of something, you know, if you have to do like a ranch hot sauce, something like that, do they know it's the thicker first and then you put it on the out? Like if somebody goes hot sauce to buffalo,
yeah,
that's, I'll bring it up in court when we break up.
No.
You got to go the sauce that sticks harder and then the hot sauce.
Yeah.
Correct, right?
You know, so ranch first, ranch is the base layer.
Yes.
And then hot sauce.
Yeah. You don't want some dumb bitch who doesn't use her head.
Honestly, I'll mix it up, dude.
Yeah?
I'm looking for love in all the wrong places.
You go hot sauce first?
Why not, dude?
Wow.
What are we partying? She caught me putting hot sauce on my fried rice and I felt stupid.
Look at Black Lou's face. You've completely turned him off.
No, I haven't.
Yeah. He might still be frowning at Ian's dick.
You know why it's turning him off? You know what's turning him off? Is that he's nervous that this week the Cowboys are playing the 49ers on the 40th anniversary of the catch.
Oh.
Dun, dun, dun.
It's also the 40th anniversary of Stonewall, so...
That's not true.
Called?
Honey, I was there at Stonewall, and it is... You are looking at 55 years, Mr. Sister. We call my mom's dog gay. We say he's an old gay man, and it's very fun. It's very fun by day four, where you're like, what does this old queen want? This is a little dog walking in, being like, what's up, bitches? Did Ian answer you?
He said, what picture? I just sent him.
Yeah, dude. He's like, what? My secret's out? I'm not Batman.
Oh, no. Huge fat dick?
This would be my profile pic if I were him.
Yeah?
Yeah, dude. Him floating around with that big old...
You can just do it.
What?
You just make your dick look like that in pants.
Yeah, Chris DiStefano did that with that remote.
Remote control. Exactly. Because these aren't even particularly tight pants.
Yeah, the scene they got a little give to him.
So he would have to have a barrel. I mean, you have a dick that big. You can't just use it on women. You have to use it on some guys.
You got to spread it all
you
over the place.
You have to be bi.
Yeah, you can't.
That's what guys do.
You're bisexual? He goes, yeah, top of my dick's fucking total, dude.
Yeah.
The base is all butthole.
Let me give you
flaming queer from 4 inches down.
Let me give you the longitude and latitude of where boys can see it. Depends how much you can take. What did he say?
He's typing.
Ooh.
With his dick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just slapping the head against it.
He goes, how many letters did I get? That was one slap.
Yeah. I just hit the middle button for the word.
And? Still typing.
He said,
let me tell you a story, guys. Little boy growing up in Philadelphia. Finally has his first school shower.
Loses his pop, but retains a little piece of family. I feel like he does the way he's typing about it now.
Christine, you're really reading there. Did he write you a real thing? As well, Christine, I mean, if you'd like to
come down for a viewing?
Measure it for me, it's been a while.
You want a viewing? I can give you a viewing.
Can I offer you a viewing? Would you like to see it?
If you wouldn't mind, we could.
You want to see it?
I want to see what you do to me.
You want to see it?
What did he say?
He said, I mean, I got a hammer, but it doesn't run halfway down my leg. But to continue the legend, say yes, LOL.
Okay. Nice.
All right. Well,
told you guys. Everyone relax.
Man, Ian was almost my new best friend.
Dan, don't worry. I know you're looking for a bigger dick friend to be your new best friend.
I was like,
sorry.
I need cock.
I let you down.
I'm not going to get funny. I need cock. Damn.
Every time you saw me in those underwear, I knew you were thinking you had a bigger dick best friend.
Man. Jay's got Kurt, but who do I have?
You didn't know who had a monster cock in your friends growing up? Firefox Beret?
No.
No idea.
No.
Damn. I bet you knew, Lou.
No. I didn't see too many in my life.
You just knew how different they all tasted?
Yeah. I didn't know what they
Johnny's
like.
A little salty.
Did you know?
If a friend had a big dick? My later teens, I'd say more. Not like little kid. But Randy Henkin, I knew, had a big pig. Yeah, dude.
Nice name. Good name for a big dick.
When we were young, he had a biggie.
Really?
For sure, yeah.
Randy Henkin.
Yeah.
He's like, Jesus Christ.
Randy
so, Randy. Henkin Jay tells me you've got a great big cock. Do you mind if I see it?
Randy,
thank you, Randy
Henkin had a big old weenus. Randy Henkin. Yeah. Hit that synth. Synth solo.
Oh, yeah.
Not halfway down his leg. Take that. It's the John Hamm effect, dude. You hear those little ripples in my thing. I told you, Lewis told me the other day, he goes, damn, your dick is like a roll of cookie dough or something. I was like, that's my gunt, you piece of shit.
Shut up. Shut your
fuck you, dude.
Stop.
Fuck you so hard.
So you're doing a Nintendo, we'll cover this later. Very interested about this Lewis bet.
Oh, yeah. 2K, PS5.
What day?
2K22. A month from last Monday.
So February 3rd.
He's scurrying. We'll talk about it tonight, dude. We're going to do it.
I've played NBA 2K my whole life. I'm pretty confident that you would be able to beat me by 20 because I suck at it.
Yeah. I don't want to say this over and over again, but Lewis, the problem is he could learn the mechanics of the game. He still doesn't probably, he won't know by then that like Shaq doesn't shoot 3-point. Do you know what I mean?
It's like, that's he's big. He should get more points.
Right. And I'm just going to bully him.
He won't listen to this. He doesn't even believe this is a real show. Are you going to use Embiid? Just back him down the whole time?
It doesn't matter if he hears that. Yes. And then when his team, inevitably AI or he himself, starts inevitably double teaming him, then Danny Green and Seth Curry are going to light up 3-pointers.
Light up their eyes, boys!
Thibel, steals. Christine was watching today my clampdown defense. It's insane.
Oh, buddy, I'm getting fucking juiced for this. I know it's a crossover episode, and I'm ready for it.
And also, then the funniest thing, by the way, is if it just, you know, this is when the sitcom on the screen flips, and it's just me, like, bending over, getting another duck hunting up my butt.
Can I ask you something about the fucking Nintendo gun?
Yeah.
It's got a... Got a little...
The nubbin on the front.
Yeah.
I said that too, but he doesn't seem to think that's going to be a problem.
Might rip.
No.
What if he gets anal fissure and then that's how James becomes
You don't
fatherless.
Punch that thing into there. You got to get that... You get
Can
that
I just say,
in, yeah.
if you do it, I would go bottom... Do it, I would go bottom in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, let his hole swallow the little tab.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't force swallow, but then be...
I'll put the bottom careful. In, but then I want him to... Accept the rest into him.
Accept it, Lewis.
Why won't you accept this into you?
I want you to accept it. Should we take our last break and come back?
Yeah, we can, because then we want to talk about...
evil kid shit.
Evil kid shit.
Find those videos on the commercial, because I don't know what you're talking
about. Did we have a subject we didn't... Did I stop something? We jumped and came... We come back?
It's our whole show.
Yeah.
You had Grandma Lee comedian...
Oh, can we please hear a little Grandma Lee before we take a break?
Grandma Lee before we take a break.
Yeah.
Back in what fucking day?
Sounds like a wild and wonderful white from West Virginia.
Yeah, sort of.
Grandma Lee.
I'm completely different than the way I raised them. I never beat my kids. I spanked them. My grandchildren get time out.
To shut
time
up.
Time out to think of more shit to do.
Dude. That's my hack bit.
Yeah, it's your black hat bit. Where you go, time out from whooping that ass.
Time out. They got time out from getting their asses whooped. They get time out. Time out to hang around and be more soft. Black people are different than white people. White people have rights and stuff.
And
all right.
They can take rental cars across state lines.
I got an idea. I can wear a mask into Walmart. Black fella can't. He'll get killed.
So tuned into timeout. We took them to a high school basketball game. Coach yelled timeout. They all went in the damn corners. I'm babysitting my four-year-old grandson a while back. He bit his baby sister. I beat his ass. He looked up at me with his little puppy dog eyes and said, Grandma, Mommy and Daddy give me time out. I said, Grandma's got a brand new game. Sudden death. Go play, I'm trying to watch Springer.
You little fuckers.
My kids are going up on
this. She ain't scared of you.
Christine, look up Dirty Grandma comedy in general. It is always funny.
I love it.
There's 80 of them, I'm
sure. My husband's dead, but I'm glad he's that way because now I can get other dick.
Finally, I get to explore cock.
Dirty Grandma comedy?
Yeah.
I mean, Mom's Mabley was like, right? Didn't she do that?
Dude, don't be racist.
What?
She wasn't dirty. She was just black.
She's grandma comedy, though, right?
Damn, dude. I think so, yeah. I don't know. Yeah.
You'd make it racial.
You go watch Tommy Too Smooth do Lula May, his dirty old lady.
You always make it racial. It's always dirty. Racial.
Back in what fucking day?
Dude, grandma comedy.
Lou, you'd bang her late night. You'd at least go back to her place while she jacks off on a bed in front of you.
You'd take a heege.
Yeah, you would, dude.
You'd let her pull one out of you.
Dude, if the drinks were pouring, Grandma Lee was offering.
Dude, she's like, Lou, have up, another dude. One. You ever had Johnny a Walker Blue? Sit down. I got a Don Julio 1942 that'll knock your socks off. That was the year I was born.
The first time I caught a cream pie was to this song.
Oh, I was in the back of a 62 Ford Chevrolet.
Nah, Dirty Grandma stand-up comedy is more what I'm thinking of.
Stand-up comedy.
Yeah.
Back who? So I says, I can't feel if it's in. My pussy's so baggy.
It just sounds like you're doing Josh Allen Myers as a grandma.
Yeah. That's sort of how they all sound, though.
Yeah, naughty grandma. There she is. Hilarious grandma stand-up comedy.
No, that doesn't mean she's going to be dirty, though. Let's see. Oh, Saget. Ah. Dirty joke, lady. That might be good. You know, we'll take a break. We'll come back. Maybe we'll have a good one. Who the hell even knows anymore?
I think we will find children's videos that are influenced by evil.
So weird. So weird.
Didn't even know that was a thing.
Could make serial killers. Oh, Dan, I guess you're so great you don't watch children's videos. You don't watch 8 hours children videos.
No.
Real nice, dude.
No.
Okay. Well, how do you expect to learn?
I let Jacob teach me.
Every time.
You support guys who bang kids then, huh, Dan?
No, I don't. I like Mel Brooks, not like you who likes Woody Allen.
Damn, you just turned on your teacher very quick.
You just what?
You turned on your teacher very quick.
Yeah. Have
Jacob teach me. Well, fuck you then, Jacob.
All right, Jacob, you want to fucking go?
You've been listening to SiriusXM's Bonfire. New episodes every Tuesday through Friday mornings, and full shows always on SiriusXM.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.